let's return to Lincoln Financial Field for KYW's live coverage of the Philadelphia International Unity Cup.
Welcome back to the Lincoln Banking here with Greg Orlandini and Jerry Gregg as well down on the field. Second half about to begin with Sierra Leone on top of Liberia by a count of 1-0. A late goal in the first half as scrambling front gives Sierra Leone a chance to get the early goal. And then a very dangerous opportunity on the other end for Liberia. One on a mistake, another on a corner kick.
Yeah, I've been harping on that mistake from Sierra Leone, but Liberia was able to almost take advantage of it. So they responded pretty well after the goal. We'll see if they can continue that going into the second half.
Well, great. The Sierra Leone fans obviously happy with the score after one half. Pretty entertaining first half. You alluded to both teams taking more chances. Liberia took more than usual early, and Sierra Leone, it took one to set up the first goal.
Yeah, it's kind of, I'd like to see a couple little different things. I'd like to see a little more patience out of Liberia in the second half, and I'd like to see a little more attack, a little more cutting edge in the final third from Sierra Leone.
I think if you're Liberia, Greg, at this point, despite being down, you have to be happy with a lot of the things you're able to do. As you mentioned earlier, a little over-anxiousness, a lot of offsides early on. Three, in fact, in the first 20 minutes, really very costly for them.
Yeah, but I think it's almost part of what they do. They really want to just kind of poke and prod that back line, that back three of Sierra Leone, and see where they can get a breakthrough. And they were kind of getting more and more opportunities to get behind the Sierra Leone defense as the half went on.
Second half about to get underway. Sierra Leone now will defend to our left, wearing the green jerseys. Liberia defending the goal to our right in the red shirts. Just about set for the start of the second half. So can Sierra Leone hold on? Sierra Leone last year losing to Ivory Coast in the knockout round. Liberia losing to Ivory Coast in the championship match. So even though, again, kind of tough to judge with some of the seedings of this because Liberia had so many returning players despite a lower seed, a lot of people expected them to be here with 15 players back. And now there's one half to play. We'll see if Liberia can make a comeback or Sierra Leone can hold on. If Sierra Leone's strategy changes here now with the lead.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. Like, they've been good on the ball, but it would be interesting to see if they maybe not push it for as much as they had been. Maybe they play a little more sideway passes, a little more just kind of keeping, cycling the ball back.
There's the whistle. Second half is underway as Liberia controls to start the second half, working it back into its own end as Prince Jarbo will send it to the near side. Maya is there. Mohamed Maya will try to work it up. His pass intercepted. Now controlled again by Liberia, taken back away. Maya has it, battling with one of the Sierra Leone midfielders, able to roll towards the stripe, not out of bounds along the near side. Scramble for it. Now the flag is up, and we get a whistle on the offside. So now a chance for Liberia to work it out. Left-footed boot sent high into the air by Prince Jarbo. And now another whistle. We'll see, too, if the whistles are a bit more frequent here after a rather spirited first half.
No, it was, but I thought the refs did a pretty nice job controlling the game. I mean, there was a couple hard tackles, a little bit, maybe a little chippiness, a little gamesmanship, but I thought the refs really kept things under control.
Here's Japao racing for Sierra Leone down the far side. Now chips one towards the net, goes way high and over the crossbar, and a chance for Liberia to work it out as Prince Muyan, the goalkeeper, nothing he could do on the one goal for Sierra Leone, has had a fairly quiet start to this match. Coming up.
Again, for all those Sierra Leone's movement, they don't get enough numbers for me into the box. I mean, I know they're up 1-0, but it was a very well-taken goal. But they still don't. They move the ball well, but they don't get that extra runner into the box.
Now some contact and a foul called, so Sierra Leone will control with this 1-0 lead here at the Unity Cup Final. Ivory Coast the champion last year, Liberia the runner-up. Liberia tried to avoid that same fate this year, but Sierra Leone in control with the lead. Officials will get time now as once again another player is shaken up, this time a Sierra Leone member up along the far side right in front of the Liberia bench. It appears it is Gerald Sandy who was shaken up and was standing up. Now he goes back down again. He'll be attended to. So check that. That is Armado who they are attending to along the far side. And so play will stop once again. Sierra Leone coming in, as we alluded to, as the top seed in this tournament. Both of these squads had some tough matches to get to this point. All have passed the test so far. two rather conventionally defensive squads, don't take as many chances. Seen some chances taken tonight, particularly by Liberia, a bit more than what might we normally see. And now Amato being taken off the field. And so we get the start of the second half. The players are ready to go after the 10-minute halftime. And Greg, we didn't see the players really spend time in the tunnel at halftime. They were braving the elements as well with that short 10-minute period.
No, they were. Curious to see what the coaches were talking about. I think from Liberia, despite being down, I don't adjust too much because I think they were playing their game plan pretty well. For Sierra Leone, that sloppy giveaway at the end luckily didn't loom as large as it could have, but I'm sure that's something that the coaches talked about.
This injury taking a little longer as far as getting play to resume. And now we've seen some players banged up, a couple of players limp off, but nothing too serious up to this point. And certainly hope that remains the case. And we allude to the fact that there was stoppage time added after the first half.
You wonder if this injury or situation like this is a product of the cold again. You know, coming off, you sit for 10 minutes, everything kind of tightens up again. You just hope it's not, you know, not a bad pull or anything like that. It's something the player can shake off. But they're taking a little bit of time here.
Certain injuries, and we can't see what this is, if it was a kick in the ankle or the shin, they're painful when it's September. Mm. It stings a little more when the temperature is in the high 30s as it is tonight. Looks like we'll be ready to soon play right now as he's actually being carried off the field.
Yeah.
So certainly not a good sign.
No, that's something you want to see.
Greg, how difficult can it be, too, with a stoppage like this? Here you are, all excited to get going for the start of the second half, and again, these teams familiar with each other, they have a little bit more of a severe injury, unfortunately, it appears, and it just slows everything down.
Yeah, you know, it throws you off a little bit, especially since the first half was very much real flowing and the real back and forth, and then you have an injury like this, it'll slow you up a little bit.
Now a chance along the near side for Sierra Leone. Broken up, booted back out to the center of the field. Going after it now for Liberia is right, trying to get a foot on that one. And now it goes back to the near side. Liberia will control as to Ben Donnie will take it. Now looking to control is Maya has it knocked away. And back comes Sierra Leone on the attack. Up the near side. Here they come on the rush. Looking to work it along the near side is Tyler. Deadly Tyler will pull up and look to work it towards the front. Now kicks it back. No teammates there for red jerseys. Liberia controls, works it back out across the middle. Now here comes Liberia, setting it up ahead now. Looking room is poor. Another player shaking up along the near side, but looking like he'll get up is Maya. And now controlled by Sierra Leone. So back into Liberian territory. Sierra Leone able to control there. Now taking along the near side, looking to work his way out is Sandy. Coming it up ahead, knocked away. And Sierra Leone controls in the corner. Looking to work it across now is Senko. Surrounded by two defenders, running out of room. Who's it going to go off of out of bounds? Corner kick coming up for Liberia.
It's almost a basketball play there, kind of getting in the corner to try to draw the double team, look for the open player, but it was they were able to force a corner out of that situation.
So a nice job right there by Senko as he was surrounded. Let's see if they're going to call a corner. It was a throw. It looked,
call a throw,
it looked like it went across the back line, but they say it did not. So instead, it's thrown in by Kennedy. And now kicked out of bounds, so we'll get an opportunity here.
Yeah, they've been going short. Sierra Leone's been going short all night with the corner. We'll see if they do that again. Looks like they're set up to do that again.
Arnold Kennedy ready to take it once again. They haven't sent one towards the net, as you alluded to, in any of their corner kicks tonight. Kennedy taking a little more time
here. Yeah, it looks like he's going to go deep. Yeah.
He does, sends one towards the top of the box, headed out neatly as that was well defended by Liberia. And back the other way now, looking to start the rush is Donnie. To Ben Donnie, setting one across the center of the field. Back along the near side it rolls. Two Sierra Leone players there, and it's controlled there by Kennedy.
Yeah, they broke tradition there a little bit, went with a longer kick, but almost turned into a breakaway the other way.
Now a chance and a shot, knocked away, getting a shot away and a strong one that time. With Sanko as he let a rip. And Muyan with his first save of the match able to get the top of his hands and the fingertips on it, deflected away out of bounds. Still a chance for Sierra Leone. They get the corner and go short, kicked away out of bounds. Now a throw in for Sierra Leone.
Absolutely, goal saving a save there by could have been 2-0 on that play.
Headed out once again. Nice play that time by Prince Jarbo to knock that one away. Now it's kicked away and over along the far side behind the back line. Goal kick coming up now for Liberia. Trying to get back into this match. 52-42 showing a lapse on the clock. It is 1-0 in favor of Sierra Leone. Far side now booting one up ahead, trying to send it across. No room for Kamara, and out of bounds it goes. So another chance here if it goes off one of the defenders. Chance now. Looks like they'll call a free kick. There was some contact just inside where that ball was going.
See our first card of the game.
Well, we just alluded to the chippiness in the first half. What would the officials do? Well, we, as you alluded to with the first card, officials obviously saying, look, you know you're hyped up. You know the excitement of a championship match, but let's tone it down just a little bit.
Amado from Liberia going into the ref's book there on a yellow card.
Sent across, now trying to control it, looking for room there. Is Karoma, but he had it knocked away. Sierra Leone still controlling Liberia territory. Sent back up along the far side. Controlling there, looking to turn to Samba Karoma. Karoma into the corner, trying to work it in front. Nice slide tackle to knock it away, but a corner kick coming up once again for Sierra Leone.
I'm liking what I've seen from Sierra Leone. They've come out of the halftime really aggressive, going for it. They have Liberia a little bit on the back heels now.
So another corner kick. They've gone short with all but one of them. Looks like they'll go short here as we await the whistle. Players on both sides getting set. Now instead it does go towards the net. Headed away nicely. And back the other way comes Liberia. Booted ahead. And Titus Wright will set it to the middle of the field. Knocked down there. Along the near side it goes. Controlled by Liberia. Trying to get the rush going and working it up the other way is Calais. And it knocked away with a throw-in coming up. Now looking to weave his way through is Mohamed Maya. Maya's pass across is blocked and knocked away. Liberia able to intercept and control, however. Bringing it back in now is Alex Hayes. Hayes sending one across. Trying to work his way in and getting knocked down is Bangura, and a foul will be called here. So a free kick coming up for Liberia in Sierra Leone territory. Thought we might, even though I didn't think it would be worth one, might see a card there, but we did not. There's a delay now, the free kick coming up. So the free kick coming up as Daniel Yala will do the honors as the midfielder awaits, staring at three defenders directly in front of him.
I think he's going to go into the box again, look for a deflection from this far out.
Does set one towards the box. Ball is loose, far side, set towards the net, and they score to tie the match up. The ball came loose in front, it was knocked away and poked home for the tying goal. And it is 1-1 as Liberia strikes early in the second half.
Good work here from Liberia to overcome a really strong start in the second half from Sierra Leone. They were able to get a goal off of a free kick there.
When the free kick came along the far side, it was cleared in front. And two players went to the net. And we'll see who gets credit for the goal, but it is 1-1 now as we near 56 minutes.
And again, like I was saying, Liberia hasn't really changed what they were doing from the first half. They've been aggressive, and a team like Liberia, where they're aggressive, they're very direct. They're going to get goals off of dead ball situations like that.
Looks like it was Bangura who got it. So as a result, it is 1-1. 56-22 showing on the clock.
Now I'm wondering if Sierra Leone, they go, if they start looking at a plan B here, or they kind of keep on doing what they were doing.
Well, it seems like ever since they scored their first goal, Liberia certainly had a plethora of chances. The near disaster for Sierra Leone at the end of the first half and now giving up the tying goal. Although a well-designed boot into the box off that free kick. Now a throw-in coming up going the other way for Liberia. So 1-1, brand new match now here early in the second half. Going up ahead, off the head of one of the Sierra Leone defenders as Davies got ahead on that one. Now worked up ahead once again, taking it across and looking for room is Kone. Kone had it knocked away, and back up Sierra Leone. Pass blocked away as it rolls back towards the center of the field. And now kicked back in by Sierra Leone. Well defended by Liberia, though, as it's headed up high into the air. Scramble for it near the middle of the field. And back along the far side it goes. Looked like it was actually Derek Hayes who got that goal. I'm not sure if the announcement was different than what we saw, but I believe Hayes is the goal scorer for Liberia on that tying goal. A couple players going to the net, and there were defenders there as well. And we saw the light come out. We saw the ball roll in. Now throwing for Sierra Leone. Back it goes towards the middle of the field. Well, the championship preview said don't be surprised to see a 1-0 match. I think we could throw that on the fireplace for the night for those keeping warm. Certainly not only is it the fact that it's 1-1, but there have been multiple chances on both sides. And now Siberia's turn, working it back up the near side. And Guille is able to work it up ahead into the corner. Out of bounds it rolls, however. So corner kick coming up now for Liberia. It will be Daniel Yala who does the honors. They've gone long with both of their corner kicks so far. Now Yala will step away. And taking the kick this time is Hayes. Hayes looked like he was going to approach the ball. Now waits for his teammates to get set. Now sends one high to the far side. Headed towards the net. Scramble for it. Never got close to the net as it was blocked and knocked away. And it rolls back to the far side near the center of the field. Out of bounds. It looks like it will belong to Sierra Leone, and it will.
It's funny that Liberia reacted much more positively to the opening goal than Sierra Leone has.
Almost a business-like approach by Sierra Leone. Not by their fans, who are both sides certainly equally excited, but as far as Sierra Leone, almost as if once they took the lead, things changed a bit. Liberia able to get the tying goal of the match, and so far they've had a much more spirited start to the second half. Comes Liberia again as Yala will work it up ahead. Tries to chip it free, and now racing after in the corner is Guille. His pass deflected, comes back towards the center of the field. Near side it goes. Now controlling, looking for room, and now looking to send it ahead is Alex Hayes. Hayes gets the pass ahead. They work it along the near side. Chance here for Liberia once again. Yala working in the corner, had it knocked down. Ball almost goes across the back line, able to be controlled, and kicked back out once again. Controlling now for Sierra Leone is Touré. Up along the far side, racing after is Gerald Sadie. Ball booted right back out again as it goes out of bounds. So thrown for Sierra Leone right near the center of the field. They work along the far side, trying to send it towards the box with 60 minutes elapsed here in this match. We are in the second half. It is 1-1 of the Unity Cup final between Sierra Leone and Liberia. Back to the center stripe it goes, and haven't seen too many chances for Sierra Leone since that tying goal.
No, we really haven't. And even before that, they didn't quite have a, for all their ball movement and possession, they didn't really have a cutting edge in the final third till that opener. But now I think Liberia, I think it's really tilted in their favor this game so far.
Well, Senku just made a run of the ball, and the netminder, Muyan, had to run out and grab the ball, and he's still down on the field. Now, I don't think there was contact. I think what happened is he came out and just dove head first to the ball onto that hard surface, and that's why I think he's shaken up.
A little pushing and shoving, too, between Sierra Leone and the Liberian player there.
But I believe, again, the injury may have more been on the impact of hitting the ground.
Yeah.
We have seen this field certainly on frozen December days for the Philadelphia Eagles and the Temple Owls in late November. And even though it is a natural grass surface, it's certainly different than AstroTurf, but it can still be a little on the painful side with this kind of weather condition when you land hard.
I said in the pregame, the ball's going to feel like a rock when it hits you in this cold weather like this, but the ground's going to feel like concrete when you hit it. Yeah. So
it appears that Muyan's going to be okay as he gets back to his feet. And the official's talking things over with one of the coaches as well. Did not look like any kind of vicious or over-the-top play there on that play. Case right there where Senko decided to make a run of the keeper and he decided to dive on the ball. Unless maybe running past, we might have caught him accidentally with his foot.
There may have been just a little incidental contact like that, but I think a lot of the ground may have done a lot of damage on that.
And certainly not deliberate, to say the least. So officials getting everything organized now as the clock shows 62 minutes elapsed in this match. We were in the second half tied at 1. And Senko will look like he was going to throw. Instead, he throws it back to the Liberian keeper for the kick coming up here. Not much on that kick as he muffed it a bit. Muyan sends one short. Able to get knocked back in now. Goes way high up into the air once again. Air ball battle right here. As three players scramble for it. Goes along the near side. Now trying to push it up for Sierra Leone is Sandy. Sandy trying to get it back the other way. And now Sierra Leone looking to control. Up along the near side. Now looking to work it in is Davies. Sends one up ahead into the near corner. Now Sierra Leone on the attack. Working along the near side. Senko trying to work his way through again. Sends one across and it was knocked away. Goes outside the box and kicked back out towards the center of the field. Excellent opportunity there for Sierra Leone. Now collision midair and a foul is called. I believe it'll go against Liberia.
The foul was behind the play on that situation.
So let's see who's going to get the opportunity. Boy, there will be a lot of hot tub moments for both sides after this one is over, because these two teams certainly are laying it all out tonight, and there has been collisions, there have been players shaken up, and certainly these two teams giving it all they have in this championship match. Now it's kicked in by Sierra Leone. Far side, deep along the far corner, racing after it now, looking for room is Kamara. Kamara tried to send it across. Back along the far side it goes. Chipped towards the net. Right on is trying to get a head on it as one of the attackers. As Sadie moved in, almost got his head on that. And once again, down goes Muyan, the keeper, as he leaped up to try to grab that one. He hops right back up. Looked like he was shaken up. Then seemed more mad at himself that he wasn't able to control it. Now a corner kick coming up for Sierra Leone.
Again, that was the attacker and the keeper both kind of going for the same ball on that play.
Short ball. Now it's sent towards the net, but knocked away. So Sierra Leone starting to get a couple of more chances in Liberian territory. Now kicked along the near side. Kennedy trying to work it up now. Turning and looking for room is Toure. Toure setting up ahead, and the fly goes up. Offside is called.
It was close, but he definitely drifted offsides on there.
Now another player. It seems like every time we look up, somebody goes down. It happens again. There's one of the Liberian players. It appears Titus Wright was shaken up, and he gets right back on his feet.
The whistle certainly have picked up in the second half.
Must not be fun to blow that whistle either in this weather. There have been cold weather NFL games where whistles can really cause hazards to the lips of officials. Not that cold tonight, but still probably not pleasant. So now Liberia in control is... Jaya is able to send it up ahead. And it's early on territory. Now sweeping across is Bangura trying to get a shot away, but that was knocked away. Now we get a whistle. Fly goes up. Offside is called. It's early on possession. 65-10 showing on the clock here in the second half. Kick back into Liberian territory. On the near side, Sierra Leone will get a chance here. Attacking on the near side. Chipped up ahead there as Toure was looking for a teammate. It was knocked away, blocked, and kicked back out. Nice job by Bangura to get his leg on that one and send it back out of Sierra Leone territory. Another collision and a foul call. Chance now for Liberia on this free kick.
I think Sierra Leone just lost the handle on this game a little bit. You know, they had the bad turnover to end the first half. You know, they give up the game-tying goal, and they just kind of look at it. So much for all their patience and good ball movement that they had in the first half. They look kind of a little frantic out there. They're not quite as patient, not quite as good on the ball, not quite as good on the pass.
So a free kick coming up, and right now, Chief Bangura Jr. playing traffic cop a bit, directing everybody to get into position.
I think he wants the wall a little deeper. It does look a little closer than the prior 10 yards. Yeah. So the ref's pushing the wall back a couple paces.
About 3.5 now as they get settled in. So not much movement backwards, but he did get his wish. Low hard kick rolling towards the net, but rolls wide at the near side and out of bounds. So Sierra Leone will get the goal kick. 66-40 elapsed in this match. We were in the second half. Sierra Leone striking in the first half. Liberia early in the second half. It's 1-1. A low kick. Looked like he didn't get much on that one. It stays in Sierra Leone territory. Liberia trying to turn an attack. Good job by Daniel Yala to get his foot on that. Now it's set up to the near side. Emmanuel Colley trying to work it free. Colley sends one across. Now picking it up is Yala. Yala will work it to the far side. So Alberia still is in control in the Sierra Leone end. Chipped up high into the air, going towards the net. Hesitation by the goalkeeper. A collision. It goes towards the net and just rolls wide. Boy, playing that late that time was Ralph. And Cole was right there, was able to push it towards the net and just misses it wide of the post.
But you're seeing these little mistakes for Sierra Leone kind of build. There was a muff goal kick there from the keeper. Liberia is able to retain get possession, and they're creating a scoring chance out of it.
You would think the Liberia side has a pretty good feel of how this match is going right now. Another excellent chance there and some shaky moments for Sierra Leone. Sierra Leone will take possession now as Kamara has it. Trying to sew it up along the far side. Kicked away, throwing coming up for Sierra Leone. And it's quickly rushed back in along that far side. Four players now. Three battling for it along the far side. Kicked out once again. Still Sierra Leone throwing. And they waste little time on most of these throw-ins to get it right back in. Now the first hesitation thrown back near the center of the field. Now slowly trying to control and work his way back in and getting it up ahead is Kamara. Booted back out, bouncing back towards the center of the field. Now looking to turn for Liberia is right trying to get through three defenders. Pass along the far side, just deflected, and a man going along the far side is looking for room was Derek Hayes. Now hard push and a foul called against Sierra Leone. Free kick coming up here is getting knocked down with Yala. So now Bangura will get everyone set up for the free kick, and now we'll head towards the front of the box is one of his teammates will take the kick. So another chance here for Liberia as it's kicked towards the goal. Two defenders there for Sierra Leone. There is contact as it rolls out of bounds and a chance now for Sierra Leone to work it out. It's like a goal kick coming up here as Ralph almost misplayed what could have been the go-ahead goal for Liberia. Get set. Back across to the far side of the field. And out of bounds it rolls. So Liberia will take over. We're going to throw it in Sierra Leone territory. And another quick whistle and offside. Right back they go the other way. So maybe a little over anxiousness again, which we saw earlier in this match by the Liberian side.
Yeah, if they just take that edge off a tiny bit, I think it'll pay dividends for them.
Out of bounds it goes once again, and Liberia will maintain possession. Some contact before. It looks like this will be a free kick coming up. And now they'll say it is a throw-in. Saw the ball go down. Officials are blowing the whistle about three times, four times, trying to get everybody set here. It is a throw-in for Liberia, and they work it into Sierra Leone territory. Pass is intercepted, however, and Sierra Leone controls center of the field just outside the circle. And now Sierra Leone works it back into its own end. Kicked up ahead along the near side where two players give chase, keeping it inbounds nicely, but then getting pushed from behind on a hard push that time by Gueye. Getting knocked down is Amato, and he'll send it up ahead.
And you're seeing the chippiness kind of rear its head again a little bit.
Now streaking through the center. A chance for a moment, and then getting knocked down was Tyler trying to get through, but a foul is called as there was contact. So a chance here again for Sierra Leone.
I thought they were going to place the ball a little closer to goal, but it's quick restart there from Sierra Leone.
Kick towards the net high and wide, so Liberia will get a goal kick. 70-50 showing on the clock in the second half. 1-1 the score in this Unity Cup final between Sierra Leone and Liberia from the link. Through the middle it goes, trying to kick it free and get it across now as Tim Wright. He has it knocked away. Back comes Sierra Leone the other way. Working across it to Ray. He'll try the far side, able to pick up his dribble. Now out of bounds it goes. And a chance for Liberia on the throw-in. Now battle for it is Liberia will control in its own end once again and try to get it set up across. Up along the left side it goes. Giving it a run at it is Yala. Has it knocked away, however. Kicked back into the Liberian side where the Liberia will get a throw-in and maintain possession. So a couple of flurries just a few moments ago, particularly by Liberia. And now Sierra Leone will control, trying to work it back in Liberia territory, getting knocked down to Senko. No whistle on that play, however, as he gets it to the far side. Pass intercepted and now controlling for Liberia, working it back out is Alex Hayes. Up along the far side, back into Sierra Leone territory, knocked out of bounds. And the throw-in coming up. We thought it was for Liberia, but they'll say Sierra Leone.
Really high pace again in the second half. And I think that quicker pace, I think you give the edge a little bit to Liberia just because they're running, they're getting numbers into the box, they're really pushing forward.
Trey up ahead, it goes to Kennedy. Kennedy kicking one across. Up along the near side it goes. Now some room along the near side for Teray. Trying to work his way in. Stops. Looking for help in front. Kicks one. Has it knocked away. Corner kick coming up. As getting a leg on that one was Gaye.
It's nice to force a corner on that play, but it's another situation where Sierra Leone, they don't get numbers into the box enough.
Nobody there for Sierra Leone on that kick. Some confusion on that corner kick. Just three defenders there. It is easily knocked away back to center. I mean, crossing, getting hit is right. Another foul called. And there's that quick pace again. You see Liberia, as soon as the whistle blows, they want to get the free kick out. Now they will wait as both sides will send numbers down to the far side of the field. 73-05 elapsed here in this second half. Tied at one. Kicked across and making a run at it, trying to get through is Colley, but he had it knocked away out of bounds. So another chance here on a throw-in for Liberia. Looking to take it now. Looking for room is Gia. Gia defended well, so he'll kick it back towards the center. And another attempt now to work it up ahead. It's Bangura who's got it. Up along the far side, was looking for Derek Hayes. Pass was intercepted. Back to the center of the field it goes. And more contact, another foul call. It'll be Sierra Leone possession. So a chance now for Sierra Leone as... Again, one goal in the first half by Sierra Leone, one by Liberia here in the second half. That's where we stand, tied at one in this championship match. Back comes Hayes. He is knocked down, and a free kick coming up again for Liberia. Eric Hayes, using that burst of speed we've seen in this match, able to draw the contact.
I think it's a good opportunity here for Liberia to really push for a goal. I mean, the equalizer came out of a... have a set-piece situation. I think they're going to try to get another one here.
Liberian contingency trying to encourage its team. Up on its feet making noise here, so a chance for Liberia on the free kick in this 1-1 match. 74-30 elapsed second half. Kick towards the box. Man up in front and they score! Tipping it in all alone in front of the net. Getting a chance was Titus Ryan, and he dribbled it through the center of the net. And Liberia, with two unanswered goals, has taken the lead.
This is impressive from Liberia. Sierra Leone has not looked comfortable at all since the open scoring. They don't look comfortable defending. They've done, these are two set pieces now they defended very poorly on, and now Liberia is ahead 2-1.
So the first lead of the game for Liberia. Set play. And getting his foot on it for the go-ahead goal was Titus Wright. The strikers had a couple of chances tonight. Able to finish there. Wasn't a hard shot on that, but placed it perfectly.
No, it doesn't always have to be a hard shot. If you got placement, you've got accuracy, you know, and you're able to get the goalkeeper out of position, it's pretty much what happened.
Now it's headed out of bounds. Greg, ever since Sierra Leone scored that goal, there was the near goal for Liberia at the end of the half. It's been really Liberia's match since. They've had the better of the play.
They've just kind of lost the handle of this game, and Liberia... put their head down. Liberia really put their head down, played their game plan, were able to continue to get people forward, get bodies forward, forced Sierra Leone into bad choices. And a lot of Sierra Leone's had a lot of mistakes, kind of little tiny ones, but just keep building up, and you're seeing that now they're down 2-1.
And the clock still shows plenty of time, 76-08. On the clock, so about 14 minutes of non-stoppage time remaining, but be interesting to see. We just mentioned with Sierra Leone changed the way they'd approach this half. Now we'll see how Liberia plays with this 2-1 lead late in the second half. Sierra Leone with possession. A free kick coming up here is getting upended was Teray. Teray will get it set. He's right in between the center stripe and the box, so working far side. Now Sierra Leone with the opportunity far side. Looking to work it across now is Kamara. Kamara surrounded by two defenders. Works it back up top. Looking for help. Still in control. Now we'll kick it back. And Sandy will take it. Sandy chipping one free. Kicked away out of harm's way up towards the middle of the field. And back it goes to the center stripe. Looking to take it there is Wright. And he is unable to get to it. So Sierra Leone will retreat back into its own end and control. Kick back up ahead. Headed back out as Kennedy could not get to it. But out of bounds it goes. Sierra Leone throwing. Toronto Kennedy would do the honors, gets the return feed, tries to work his way up. Along the near sideline it goes. Ball stays in bounds for a moment. Now dribbles out. Still Sierra Leone throwing. Now the officials talking things over. That was close. It'll still be Sierra Leone possession. Ture setting it up ahead. Now Kennedy trying to work it free. Give and go with Ture. Surrounded by two defenders. Looking for help. Tries to clear it in front. Kennedy chips it ahead as well. Chance now as it's sent towards the net. But three red jerseys there, and it harmlessly rolls onto the goalkeeper's hands. And as taking it there is Mouillon, and he'll work it up ahead. Out of bounds it goes. Sierra Leone will get it. Mouillon has had to make one big save. He's given up one goal that was not his fault, and has had a couple of hard collisions with the surface tonight. Now with play along the far side, right near the center of the field. A chance for Liberia to control. And we'll start to see now with 78 minutes on the clock. Still a lot of time left. But as we get closer to 90, we see just a few extra little steps to get to the throw. A little extra time as we see when teams are holding that one goal lead.
That's the thing with Liberia. They've been very kind of frantic and pushing all game. Like you said, do you start seeing them calm down a little bit? Just kind of take the air out of the ball a little bit as the time ticks down.
Foul called in Liberian territory against Sierra Leone as Kali was going for the ball, upended one of the Liberian players, so now Liberia will take over as the clock. Now the ally a little bit of Liberia. Still time left, however, but they've had the better of the play throughout this second half. So a free kick coming up here for Liberia.
See the Liberian player here kind of directing traffic, like you said, kind of slowing things down a little bit right before the free kick.
Might see a little more of that as teams with the lead under 15 minutes or so will often do to try to just take those few seconds off the clock, which could make a very big difference when you get towards the end. Now Sierra Leone breaks it up, able to control near side, just across the center of the field, and now trying to work his way in is Tyler. Ellie Tyler setting one towards the net. That one is snared and grabbed. And he's grabbing that one is the netminder for Liberia, Mouillon, who, I guess, Greg, the more you see as far as shots, a little bit more action, the easier it is to warm up in a match like this.
I mean, you know, you talk about it, you know, we're both big hockey fans. You talk about a goalkeeper in the NHL not getting shots early, kind of drifts off, isn't really into the game as much. And, you know, you're worried that he might let in a soft move. And now, like I said, Leon's getting into it a little more.
And speaking of hockey, that's going on across the street. Our own John Johnson will have an update on that a little later with the Flyers in action tonight against Minnesota.
And I'm really surprised. It's Sierra Leone, they're behind now, and they are still not getting enough numbers forward. They're still not getting enough people offensively into the final third. You think they haven't really made that tactical adjustment. You would need to kind of push for that equalizer.
It's been a rather quiet second half, as you alluded to, for Sierra Leone. Even at this point, 80-10 showing on the clock. So under 10 minutes of non-stoppage time remaining in this match, with Liberia leading 2-1, two straight goals after Sierra Leone struck first. Sent towards the box again as Liberia on the attack. Broken up by the defense. Far side, Sierra Leone looking to work it out. Still somewhat of aggressive play in there by Liberia, but it's kicked back to center. And now looking to break across, unable to get to his Ture as it was kicked away back along the near side. Now controlling again as Liberia. Wright's got it. Wright turning. He's going towards the net. Takes a shot at a bad angle, but misses wide. And it rolls along the far side. He was able to get it all alone. That was the good news, Greg. The bad news is he basically ran out of room.
He was a bit selfish there, too, because he had two of his teammates in the box. He could have picked one of those guys out.
So Tyler now working up ahead for Sierra Leone. And the flag is up. Offside is called. And that was a clear offside as Camara was camped in close to the box before the ball arrived.
And as disciplined as Sierra Leone was in the first half, they've kind of let that slip in the second half. You didn't see them get caught offside much in the first half.
They just have not, for lack of a better term, looked right. And now the shot goes into the net for a goal as Liberia able to strike again. And quickly it is 3-1. That did not take long as it's sent into the net. And Liberia now in complete control with 81-33 showing on the clock.
Liberia has absolutely taken over this game. They went out there. They maintained their game plan. They maintained their shape. You know, they really, throughout the second half, imposed themselves into this game. They are up 3-1. They really deserve it.
And they are fired up. Everyone in a red jersey motioning towards the crowd. As you alluded to, they have completely taken over this game. That one goes on net. Pass the netminder, is unable to control that one. Was Ralph, who had to make some key saves early in the first half, and now has given up his third of the night.
And I think it's a little bit the play in front of him. This back three for Sierra Leone, I don't know if that was the smartest tactical move going against a 4-4-2 with that extra striker, with those extra bodies going in there. You know, Liberia's had the numbers all game pushing forward. They didn't really make that adjustment to kind of help kind of just either drop back to make it a back four or try to screen those their defenders.
Now comes back into Liberian territory, kicked out of bounds. Quarter kick coming up here and out for Sierra Leone.
We could see a red card here.
Now some pushing and shoving. Now the goalkeeper getting into Mouillon, actually doing some.
I think we're going to see a red card here.
We might see someone get tossed. Tempers flaring. Now we know, obviously, Liberia is very excited about getting three straight. You see at least one yellow going up here. What happened was the play went out of bounds. It was about to be a corner kick for Sierra Leone. And one of the players from Sierra Leone, we could not see who it was from up here, was doing some joying with the netminder Mouillon, who then kind of did a little pushing and shoving.
And there was also a Liberian player got his leg taken out from under him and behind the goal.
And Kamara now is one of the players still down for Liberia, is talking to his keeper Mouillon, trying to settle it down. I think he's telling his goalkeeper right now, control your temper. You've got a 3-1 lead. You don't want to see that red card to give somebody an extra advantage. And there is a player down on the field for Liberia. So, as far as the score, it's all Liberia with three unanswered goals here in the second half. And not justifying what happened, Greg, but certainly I think frustration settling in that situation.
Frustration absolutely were kind of bubbling up. You have the coaches coming out now trying to calm the situation down. You have still have an injured Liberian player in front of goal. And you don't like to see the game as good and fun and spirited as this game has been. You don't like it to see it devolve into a situation like this.
You know, frustration, I think, and again, not excusing it, but and not to say this is wrong, but the Liberian side certainly excited to have their 3-1 lead, to say the least.
Oh, I think so. Again, they were here last year. They lost it. You know, they worked really hard to get back here for the second straight year. They wrested control of this game away from Sierra Leone in the second half.
We'll see how this affects stoppage time, because the clock continues to tick and players shaking up, getting helped off the field. But meanwhile, clock at the link showing 85 minutes elapsed in the second half. And now the officials talking to players, coaches out on the field. I think right now the men in the yellow shirts are saying, let's get everybody calm here. I see a couple of players, one on each team, kind of arm in arm there. Again, so a lot of these players, as you mentioned, know each other. Yeah. A lot of them are friends. It is highly competitive, however. I think you alluded to it perfectly, talking about that family squabble, so to speak, at the beginning when you see
this. I think the situation for now has been diffused, but yeah, definitely flared up there for a moment.
Mouillon remains in net. And after all that, we'll see a corner kick for Sierra Leone. Again, it's a short one as they work it far side. Ball just inside the back line. Now it does roll out of bounds. The ball was banged towards the net, but after the ball rolled past the back line. So now Liberia will control with a 3-1 lead. Clock shows 86:05 remaining in the second half. One of the defenders now will take the kick. And now we talked about being in no hurry. I think we'll certainly see that here.
Oh, yeah, we're going to slow things down here. But more of a goalkeeper there carrying a bit of an injury. He's letting the defender take the goal kick here.
Judging by the excitement of the Liberian side, getting control and slowing things down may be a bit difficult. They're certainly an excited bunch as it's kicked out of bounds, thrown for Sierra Leone. And Greg, I mean, let's face it. Certainly the fans for Sierra Leone are into it. The team itself is playing with a different emotion than we've seen from Liberia tonight.
I think so. I think Liberia came into this game, you know, again, smarting from last year, losing in the final. And they were all about kind of imposing themselves, playing. They were going to play their style. They were going to do what they had to do and impose themselves. And it took a while for it to build up, but it's really paid off.
As you mentioned, 15 players back from last year's team, which lost in this situation. Now chance for Sierra Leone. In towards the box it goes. Shot at it. A nice save by Mouillon. Grabbed that one above his head with his fingertips and hangs on. As letting that one rip was Kamara.
Fantastic save. That goal could have changed this game a lot, but absolutely fantastic save there.
Clock shows 87-30 as the second half continues to wind down in this Unity Cup final. Across it goes. Now player upended, back the other way. Another chance for Liberia. They've got the numbers far side. Hayes sends it to the front of the net. Third opportunity in front. They hold just outside the box. Still holding, still controlling now is Japa. And now finally we get a whistle. Heard a late whistle. Thought there was a whistle, and a yellow card comes up.
Card against Liberia there. Not sure what the situation was, but... ball going the other way now. It's really in possession.
Might have said something that was a no-no because it did not look like there was any contact in any way. Now headed back out. Liberia still in control. All right, we'll kick it back. If Sierra Leone tries to gamble with numbers, you could still see an opportunity with numbers the other way, even with Liberia protecting this two-goal lead. Kick back across nearly offside, and now the whistle does blow as Mansoure was a couple of strides ahead. 88-30 on the clock here at the link in this second half.
I think the story of the game is Sierra Leone couldn't play with a lead. They went ahead early. They went ahead late in the first half and nearly coughed up a goal there and just let up three unanswered. They didn't really defend well after that. They didn't really look comfortable defending, and it just started to kind of erode from there.
Liberia controls, kick back in Sierra Leone territory. Kapa, who had an opportunity a moment ago, will race after it, but it's kicked back to the center of the field. Kick back in. We'll see a lot of this by Liberia, just kicking it back into the Sierra Leone end. 89-10 and counting on the clock, nearing the point we'll hit the 90-minute mark. Kicked across now, controlling again for Liberia's power. But Sierra Leone, Greg, isn't even getting possession at this point.
No, that was their strength all game. They can't even get near the ball.
Now Japan in the near corner, taking some more time off Liberia, sends it on net. Now that one goes off the hands of the keeper. That time, a situation where the netminder, Ralph, could have just grabbed it and had trouble settling it down. It should result in a corner kick unless they'll say he controlled it first, and they did. So it's out of bounds, past the back line, and now a chance to kick it out. But time running out. Final seconds of non-stoppage time ticking away as it goes towards the center of the field, and there it is on the clock, 90 minutes. Play continues here with stoppage time. Now we get another whistle, another player shaken up, and we may see another card. We do, another yellow. So Liberia closing in after falling one win short last year of taking the Unity Cup title.
Just a few minutes away from crowning a champion here, and it looks like it's going to be Liberia.
Prince Jarbo, he and his brother Peter in this match together. Prince will be the one near the ball right now. Officials getting everybody set. So we are in stoppage time now. No answer as to how much stoppage time is out of being kept on the field by the officials. So the clock frozen now at the 90-minute mark. Kick towards the net, headed out. Liberia will not complain if they get a chance at a fourth goal, but they just want to keep it in the Sierra Leone end. Back across now as Jarbo will send it free. Up along the near side it goes. They battle for it in the center of the circle. And a foul called. Seems like it's been forever, Greg, since we're looking at Sierra Leone with a possession that at least didn't end up in an offside.
No, it really has. Again, it was just they kind of lost their discipline, lost that quality that they had in possession.
Yala blasts one out of bounds. He's fine with that, though. It took about a half hour for that one to land. And now the throw-in comes up. Time continues to tick away. Kane trying to work it up, has it knocked away. Liberia with an outstanding second half. Not just three goals, but really in control of this match. They've got it again as Jarbo will work it up. Now chance up ahead as Jojo Japa will take it. He gets knocked down. A foul is called here. Get back across. Now Sierra Leone fighting for it in the center of the field. Just a matter of when the stoppage time is going to run out now. Back along the far side. Hayes is one of the goal scorers, able to kick that one away. Another foul call. this time against Liberia. So Sierra Leone will get a chance here. Dribbles out of bounds once again. It's back in Liberia territory, but at this point, time certainly the ally of Liberia with this comfortable 3-1 lead. One good chance, that was the shot saved by Mouillon, who came up with his biggest save of the game. And that blast taken by Kamara.
Getting a little pushing and shoving here, but the refs seem to be calming things down.
Near side now is Sase, tried to work it up ahead and set his kick back out to the center of the field. Liberia controlling there, looking to run out the final minutes of this championship match. Gibazi tried to pass it back and was intercepted. Kamara back the other way for Sierra Leone, but still in his own territory, surrounded by a couple of red jerseys. Taking it away now, once again, is Gibazi. He'll pass it back up and take the return fee. Possession now is Maya. That's a roll out of bounds, and we'll get a throw-in here for Liberia. Clock frozen at 90 minutes. We are in stoppage time. Liberia leading Sierra Leone 3-1 here at the Unity Cup Final.
Just watching the ref now, see if he takes a peek at his watch. Not yet.
Well, there was, if we're going by injury time, there was a lot of it in
there
the
second half.
There
certainly was, but especially towards the end.
You would think there would be a good 5 minutes of stoppage time added, although we don't know that officially, being kept on the field, of course, by the officials.
It's like the official, he just kind of gave to his two linesmen 1 minute.
So time running out for Sierra Leone, other than one chance. Been quiet here in the second half. Through the center of the field it goes. One last attempt here up along the far side. Chipped ahead nicely as Camaro is able to work it in, but it's kicked right back out again. All Liberia is doing in its own end is booting it high into the air. Back out of bounds. Kamara working along the far side. Sierra Leone trying to get it towards the net. It's sent right into the hands of the waiting goalkeeper, Mouillon. Nobody near him, and he lands down, hoping to finally tick off the final
this
seconds.
This could be the last play right here of the game coming up.
Japa. And that's it. Liberia wins it. Three goals in the second half. Liberia, the 2017 Unity Cup champions, as they celebrate on the field with an impressive 3-1 victory.
It certainly was impressive.
So we will step aside and take a break in South Philadelphia. The final score in the Unity Cup final, Liberia 3, Sierra Leone 1. Back with more right after this.